one question in the laws of Pinyon Ben, where we have to give the 5 coins to the Kohen. So the question is, can you give the 5 coins to a Kohenet, to a lady Kohen? From Harambam in the Perik Aleph of Ilkut Bikurim, and from Maran in Yuredi'ah, Shinhe, Halakha Gimal, it's mashra that you only give it to the males, to a Kohen, and not to a Kohenet. However, it should be pointed out that the Tosafot in Masechet Kedushin and Dafhet has a different opinion. Over there, the Gemara says that there was a rabbi called Rav Kahana. It says Rav Kahana used to receive gifts for Pidyon HaBen. So the Rishonim say, what do you mean? Rav Kahana wasn't a Kohen. So Tosfot answers 2 answers. One answer, he says, there's 2 Rav Kahanas, and this Rav Kahana that received the kesef for the Pidyon was indeed a Kohen. The second answer of the Tosafot is, indeed Rav Kahana was not a Kohen, but he was married to a Kohenet. So he used to accept the Pidyon money on behalf of his wife. And therefore, you see from Tosfot that it's okay for a Kohenet to accept the Pidyon coins, and that's what Tosfot Arosh says, as well as the Tosfot in Pesachim. But again, as we said, from Maran, based on the Lashon of the Rambam, we do not take this as halakha, and therefore the halakha is only a male Kohen. Although the Hatam Sofer in his Teshuvot, in Yored De'ah Siman Shin Aleph, says that if you cannot find the Kohen, and the only one around is a Kohenet, then you can give it to the Kohenet, and you give it to her on condition that you're giving it to her in case you don't find another real Kohen who's a male, and at least you can rely on those opinions. But Baruch Hashem, today that we have Kohanim, we do not rely on this opinion to give it to the lady. The halakha says it's given to a male Kohen. Furthermore, today we rely on Hazakah, that the Kohanim that say they're Kohanim, we assume that they're Kohanim. And therefore, today we don't have Shtar Yehus, and we don't have documents. There was an opinion of the Ya'abetz that said that today every time a Kohen receives the Pidyon money, he should receive it and give it back. Because maybe he's really not a Kohen, and then it's stolen money that he took. The Aruch HaShulchan vehemently goes against that and says the Kohanim absolutely should not need to give back the money. They can rely on the fact that they have Hazakat at the Kohanim, and he says it Halila Halila twice, that we should rely on this opinion to God forbid minimize or denigrate the Yehus of the Kohanim of today. And therefore, if a person finds a Kohen that has the status of Kohen based on Hazakah, he can give him the money and he doesn't have to give it back and worry about a Hachash of Gezer.